So we're going to do some actions to help us remember what Jesus says. So if you could try and copy along with the actions that go with this conversation that Jesus had. So to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, then you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say we will be set free? Then the next bit. Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So that's the conversation that Jesus had. And we're going to think a bit about what Jesus means when he says he can set us free. So to start with, can anyone tell me who this is? Yeah, that's Princess Elsa. And trickier question, can anyone tell me what song she's singing in this picture? Yeah? Let It Go. Absolutely. Well done. And Let It Go is a song that's all about how she wants to be free. So in it, she sings this. She says, it's time to see what I can do. I was going to sing this, but I've been told I'm not allowed on copyright grounds. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go. So, hang on. She says here that being free means having no right, no wrong, and no rules. Not caring about anything that anyone tells her about what's right or what's wrong or what rules to follow. Now, what do you think? Do you think that sounds like a fun life? If you think that having no right, no wrong, and no rules sounds like a fun way to live, just put your hand up. Okay, what about if you think it doesn't sound like a lot of fun? Yeah, it's a bit tricky, isn't it? Because I think it does sound like it would be a lot of fun, right? It sounds like it would be great to not have any rules and not have to do what anyone tells you to do. But then actually, if you imagine trying to live with no rules...
I'm going to fly. I'm going to take off from here. I'm going to defy gravity. And I'm going to fly.
But Tim, you can't fly. You can't do that. If you jump off there, you'll just fall and really hurt yourself. Because, you know, gravity means things fall downwards. And that includes you, Tim.
No, I can ignore gravity. Have you heard about gravity? It's the law of gravity. And laws are rules. And rules are boring. I'm going to fly.
No, Tim, seriously. Some rules are boring, but some rules are just how things are. They're just the truth, you know? And gravity's like that. If you try to ignore it, you'll just really, really hurt yourself and probably some of these children as well.
But I really want to fly.
Well, you can fly, Tim. You just have to learn how to fly a plane from somebody who knows how to do it. They actually do lessons at Cambridge Airport.
Maybe I'll look that up. How expensive could it be?
I'm so sad.
What's wrong, Phoebe?
My friends won't let me play football with them anymore.
Oh, why is that?
Well, they explained all the rules, but I wasn't really listening because rules are boring. They can't tell me what to do. So I picked up the ball and I ran across the field and I shoved the goalie out of the way. And then I scored the most amazing goal ever. And then they said I wasn't allowed to play with them anymore.
Oh, and are you feeling really free now?
No, I feel really sad and I don't have any friends.
Yeah. So I wonder, maybe you should try going back and playing according to the rules. Because actually, I think we're a lot more free when we love each other and we do things that are kind and fair to each other. Because if we all just do whatever we feel like, then we make each other really miserable. And then none of us are really free.
So you think I should try following the rules?
Yeah, I think you should give it a go.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Thanks. Yeah, good.
No right, no wrong, no rules for me. Have you seen this amazing new toy? I picked it up in a charity shop. I reckon I've worked out all the different things you can do with it. You can use it to bounce this ball. Look how long I can go. Oh, okay, all right, well, maybe we'll be done with that. But the thing is, you can also use it as a golf club. Look at that.
Wow.
And I've even worked out it makes an amazing hat. How cool is that?
Alex, it's not a toy. It's a guitar. It is for playing music. Look,
playing
Steve,
music.
Steve, can you come and show him what it's for? Can you show him?
No, really? Yeah.
Ooh. Meet the White Family. Meet the White Family.
Meet the White Family.
Amazing, crazy, ordinary, lovely family.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Would you be able to teach me how to do that?
Yes.
That looks maybe better than the things I was doing with it. Should we go do that now?
Amazing. So do you see what I mean? Actually, being free, we might think that being free is all about not doing what anyone tells us to do. But actually, a lot of the time, freedom is actually the opposite of that. To be free to play the guitar, you have to listen to someone who knows how to play the guitar, and you have to learn from them. You see, Jesus said, do you remember? He said, if you hold on to my teaching, then you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So just like with gravity, it's a rule about how things really are. There are some bad rules that people just make up, and it's miserable when they make us follow them, but there are some good rules that are how things really are. They're the truth. And if you know them, that can help set you free. And like Steve knows what a guitar is for and he knows how to play it really well, Jesus made me and you. He created us. And so he knows what we're for and he knows how we were made to live. So being free means listening to Jesus and learning what we were made for. Really being free isn't about being allowed to do bad things. Really being free is about being able to do good things. Being free isn't about being allowed to be whatever we feel like. It's about being able to be who we were made to be. And to do that, we have to listen to Jesus and learn from him. So let's pray about that now and talk to Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you are the truth and you teach us the truth. Because you made us and you know what we were made for. Please help us to listen to you and learn from you, and so the truth can set us free. Amen.
Sorry to interrupt things. I just wanted to check you're okay, because you're supposed to be leading this part of the service, but you're chained to that chair, so that's going to be a bit difficult.
Yeah,
for you.
No, I'm absolutely fine. Don't worry about me. I'm free. I can do anything that I want.
Oh, good. Good. Right. Well, but I mean, you're not really that free, are you? I mean, you're chained to a chair.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I tell you, I can do anything that I want. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, in that case, do you want to just come over here and look at this wonderful sheriff's building with me? Because that would be really cool, but you might not be able to see it from there, so you might just need to come.
Maybe I don't want to look at the sheriff building.
Oh, well, it's a bit rude, but okay. I know. Instead, maybe you could do some star jumps for us. We've been sitting still for a bit, get some energy going.
No.
How about this crunchy? Do you want this crunchy? I know you really like crunchies. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? Okay. Well, in that case, just give yourself a good pat on the back. You did a really good job in that last bit just there. Give yourself a good pat on the back.
I don't think it was actually that good.
Right. Well, okay. Well, so you see my point, though. You might not actually be as free as you think. I mean, you're chained up. You're trapped to that chair. You're not like me. I mean, I can do anything I want. I'm free.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a slave to anyone. I am free.
You can do whatever you want?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, so like, I wish I was like that. So when someone says something that upsets you or annoys you, and you want to stay calm and not do anything stupid,
can you
always control yourself and not say anything nasty back to them?
Well, not always, though. I mean, sometimes I say something angry back, and then they say something angrier, and then it just kind of gets worse and worse and worse. So not always.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And what about when maybe your friend tells you something and they ask you to keep it a secret, and then you really want to be a good friend and keep the secret, but somebody asks you about it, can you always, you know, do what you want and be a good friend and keep the secret?
Well, I would really want to, but I suppose not always. Sometimes I get that wrong.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? And what about when you're really worried about something and you know that you don't want to be worried about it because you know worrying just makes it worse, it doesn't help. Can you always just calm down and relax and be happy?
No, probably not always.
Yeah, me neither. So it sounds like you can't do whatever you want.
Well, I suppose not.
So maybe you're not quite as free as you think you are.
What? Yeah, but I'm not chained up like you, am I? I'm free. I can. You know, I'm not a slave to anyone. I am free.
Well, you're not physically a slave to anyone. You're not physically chained up. But that's actually just what the people in the conversation with Jesus were saying. They said, we are Abraham's descendants and we've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we should be set free? Right? But the point was, Jesus said, actually, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
What does that mean?
What it means is that all the bad stuff inside us, it chains us up and it keeps us trapped so we can't be the people we want to be. So think about it like this. What would you want your best friend to be like? What would be the perfect best friend? What would he be like?
Do you think you can help me? Who's got any ideas? I've got a pen in my pocket somewhere. About what a best friend could be like. What would you want your best friend to be like? Has anyone got any thoughts? Yeah. Kind. Yeah, that's good. I think I'd want my best friend to be kind. We'll put that on there. What does anyone else think? Yeah. Loyal. Yeah, loyal. So they'd keep being your friend, even through different things. Supportive. Yeah. That's a great one. So we've got a good friend here. Maybe if we do one or two more. So we've got kind, loyal, supportive. Yeah. Kind to each other. Yes, yeah, so we've got kind. We can be kind to each other. That's brilliant. Let's think of one more. Yeah. The sort of person who has crunchies in their pocket, absolutely. So maybe we want them to be generous with what they have. Maybe they share things, and they're fun. They might be a really fun person as well. They've got crunchies. That's definitely someone who I'd want to be friends with.
So that sounds like a pretty amazing friend, right? That sounds like a really good person. Now, do you want to be like that yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What about everyone here? Would you like to be that kind of person? Yeah. But here's a question. Are you normally like that?
Well, I mean, sometimes, yeah, I suppose sometimes. But, I mean, there are times where I'd really want to be kind, but actually there's something else and it's quite hard to be kind. I might want to just do what works for me instead. And sometimes I might want to be really generous and share my crunchy, but other times I might just want my crunchy for myself, and sometimes I don't do that. So I suppose I'm not always perfect at being those things.
Yeah, so we want to be that kind of person, but we're not always. And how come? Is someone forcing you to be unkind or not generous or anything like that?
No.
No, me neither. We're not slaves on the outside, but the thing is, we're slaves on the inside. All the bad stuff inside us, it traps us, it keeps us chained up so that we can't be the people that we want to be. And that's what Jesus meant when he said everyone who sins is a slave to sin. It's a bit like the bad stuff inside us is that nasty king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, who kept God's people trapped in slavery. And the thing is, by ourselves, we're stuck. We can't escape. You can't unchain yourself if you're chained up. And actually, sometimes we're so trapped, we don't even realize we're trapped. We don't even realize we need to escape. But Jesus said that he could set us free. Deep down on the inside, he could really set us free. Speaking of which, Rachel, would you be able to set me free from these chains so that I can finish this, this bit of the service with a bit more freedom? Thank you. So, Jesus said that because he came to be a human with us, and then he even died on the cross for us, it was like he came and joined us in our chains. But because there was nothing bad inside of Jesus, he was so good and so strong that he burst out of those chains. Those chains couldn't hold him. That's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. Jesus came back from the dead. He burst out of the chains of sin and death, everything that's bad. So if we're with him, if we're his disciples, then he can set us free too. He gives us his spirit and it sets us free on the inside. So let's talk to Jesus again and thank him for that. Jesus, thank you so much that you came to die on the cross so that you could set us free deep down on the inside. Thank you so much. Amen. And we're now going to look at the last bit of that conversation that Jesus had. So Jesus said, now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So Jesus is saying he can set us free from being trapped and enslaved by all the bad stuff inside us. And he says he can take us out of that so that we belong to God instead. But the really good news is, if Jesus sets us free, we're not just God's slaves. We're something much, much, much better than that. Now, does anybody here, grown-ups included, remember Dobby from Harry Potter? Does anyone remember Dobby? Yeah, great, loads of us do. So Dobby was, I know, he's sad, isn't he? Because Dobby is a slave of the Malfoy family. And they are cruel and nasty to him, and so he's really miserable. And it's a lot like us. If we're slaves to the bad stuff inside us, it makes us really sad and miserable. But Harry sets Dobby free by getting them to give him a sock, and that sets Dobby free. And then Dobby spends the rest of his life loving and serving and helping Harry. But he's not Harry's slave. He's something much, much better than that. He's Harry's friend. And Jesus says it's a bit like that for us. When Jesus sets us free, we don't just become God's slaves, we become God's children. So Jesus says that he is the Son of God. He's always been the Son of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are the family of God and they have existed forever and they will always exist forever and ever and ever. And he says, when he sets us free, Jesus can bring us into that family and make us loved sons and daughters of God. So what I want to do is think a little bit about the difference between being a slave and being a loved child, a son or daughter. So we're going to do a quiz. And this quiz is called, is this blob a slave or a child? So I had to choose something that didn't really look like it was either a slave or a child. So I've gone for this blob. Very hard to tell just by looking at the blob. And what we're going to do is meet lots of different blobs, and those blobs will say something. And you have to guess, and parents can play this too, grown-ups can play this as well. You have to guess whether from what the blob says, they sound like a slave or like a child. And you can show us your guess by doing either this for slave or this for a loved child, okay? So let's meet our first blob. Our first blob says, I'm always scared I'm going to be punished if I make a mistake. Now, does that sound like a slave or a love child? What do you reckon? Show me your guess. Okay, that was a slave. Yeah, that's the sort of thing a slave says. A slave is really worried that they're going to get punished if they make a mistake. But for us, we don't have to be scared that God's going to punish us if we make a mistake. Because if we're in Jesus, then Jesus has already died to take all the punishment we deserve for everything we're ever going to get wrong. So we know God always forgives us and loves us. What about this next blob? He says, I had to cover up a word because it would have made it far too easy. I love my something and I trust that what he tells me to do is what's best. Do you want to guess? Does that sound like a slave or a child? Yeah, that is a child, a loved child. We do what God tells us to do, not because we're worried that he's going to get angry with us if we don't, but because we trust him. And we know that he made us and he knows what's best for us. Great, what about this next blob? He says, if I don't do a good enough job, I'll get kicked out and I'll never be able to come back. Does that sound like a slave or a child? Yeah, that's a slave thing to say, isn't it? What about this next blob? I know that even if I mess up really badly, if I say I'm sorry, I'll always be forgiven and I'll always belong here. What do you think? Yeah, absolutely. That is a love child. And that's the thing for us. Jesus said, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if Jesus makes us a son or a daughter of God, we don't have to be afraid that we'll be able to mess that up. If we come back to God, we will always be welcome because we're his child and we belong to him forever. Okay, next blob. People tell me I look more and more like my something every day. What do you reckon? Does that sound like a slave or a child? Yeah, lots of you got that right. That's the sort of thing a child says, because as we grow up, we listen to our parents and we grow and we become more and more like our parents. And actually, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, as we listen to him, we get more and more like God every day so that we become loving people like God is a loving God. Okay, the next blob. I don't ask my for anything in case I annoy him. Now, depending on your experience, this may be a bit tricky. But okay, we're going for slave? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So a slave would be really scared to ask them their master for anything. But as children, we can come to God and ask him for whatever we need and whatever we want. He won't always give us what we want because it might not be good for us. But he always invites us to come and ask him whatever it is that we need. Great, next blob. My something says that one day everything he has will belong to me. Is that a slave thing or a child thing? Yeah, that is a love child thing. And the amazing thing is, if we are God's children because of Jesus, we can say that about God. Because Jesus says that we will inherit the world if we're God's children. So when Jesus comes back and makes everything right and makes this world beautiful and amazing and perfect, with nothing bad left in it, he says, if we're God's children, we will share that world with God forever. Okay, and the last one. I know I can go and be with my anytime and talk to him because he loves me. Does that sound like a slave or, yeah, this is an easy one. That sounds like a loved child. It doesn't sound like that, Dobby. Sounds like a loved child, exactly. So because we're God's children through Jesus, we can come to God our Father anytime, whether it's going well or whether it's going badly, whether we're happy or sad, and we know that he's with us, he loves us, and he cares for us because a son belongs to the family forever. So what have we learned today from Jesus? We've learned firstly that real freedom isn't no right, no wrong, no rules for me. It's not about not having to listen to what anyone says. Actually, freedom means listening to and learning from the person who can tell you the truth. And Jesus can tell us the truth, and that truth can set us free. And then we've learned that left to ourselves, none of us are free. We're all slaves to the bad stuff inside us, to our sin. We get trapped. But Jesus says he has come and died for us so he can set us free deep down on the inside. And then we've learned that when Jesus sets us free, he doesn't just make us God's slaves, he makes us God's children, loved and welcomed by God forever.